You're with the news at one, and we're going straight away to some news just in from the courts. The High Court has ordered the continued imprisonment of secondary school teacher Enoch Burke after he again refused to agree to abide by a court order. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell was there. Orla, why was Enoch Burke back in court today?
Well, he was first suspended, Rachel, in August 2022, people will remember, following a dispute about using they-them pronouns for a student. And he said he couldn't do this because of his religious beliefs. The court has heard he raised this matter publicly at a religious service and confronted the principal, the then principal of the school, Wilson's Hospital in Westmeath, Niamh McShane, about the issue. He has repeatedly attended at the school despite being suspended and subsequently sacked. And he was jailed again in early September after the schools returned following the summer holidays, when he again attended at the school. And he was before the court to give him an opportunity to purge his contempt of court and be released from jail by agreeing to abide by an order from the High Court directing him to stay away from the school. However, he told the court that the court had from the beginning misconstrued the basis for the disciplinary action taken against him. He said the action was taken because of his Christian beliefs set out, he said, in the book of Genesis and in the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
What did the judge say in response then?
Well, Judge David Nolan said Mr. Burke was in court for one reason only, and that was breaching a High Court order directing him to stay away from the school. And he said there was only one issue before him, whether or not Enoch Burke was going to purge his contempt. And the judge said he didn't want Mr. Burke to be in prison, and he told him the way to get out of prison was to tell the court he would abide by this order to stay away from the school. Now, he asked him 10 times whether he would abide by the order. He said, I would like you to say yes, and then I will let you out of jail. During the hearing, Mr. Burke's mother, Martina, who was accompanying him in court along with her husband Sean, daughter Amy and son Isaac, she made several comments, and at one stage the judge asked Mr. Burke if he was being controlled by someone else. There was a lot of commentary from the body of the court at that stage. The members of the Burke family accused the judge himself of being controlled, saying he was upholding a political decision made by a political court. At that stage the judge said it was clear to him that Mr. Burke had no intention of abiding by the court order, and he was with great reluctance sending him back to prison. He adjourned the matter to December the 20th, which is, of course, when the schools break up for the Christmas holidays. He told Mr. Burke, I hope you have an opportunity to reconsider. And he then granted an application by Barrister Rosemary Mallon for the school for her costs of the action.
Orla, thanks so much for joining us with that breaking news. Now, police in London say they're investigating 40 new allegations, including rape and sexual assault, relating to Mohammed Al-Fayed and others. Following the broadcast of a BBC documentary, the Met had urged anyone with allegations against the former Harrods boss to contact them. Al-Fayed died last year at the age of 94. For more, we can talk to our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell. Tommy, what are police saying today?
Well, Rachel, these 40 new allegations relate to 40 different women, and they are in addition, police say, to the 21 different allegations that they were aware of prior to the broadcast of that documentary on the BBC last month. Of the 40 new allegations announced today, four of the reports were allegations of rape, 16 were sexual assault, and one related to trafficking. Interestingly, Rachel, we learned today as well that the Crown Prosecution Service was approached by police at Scotland Yard on five different occasions between 2005 and 2023, but no further action was taken. So I think there's likely to be further questions asked around that, because Mohammed Al-Fayed, he died last year at the age of 94. So police said today that it was obviously impossible to bring criminal proceedings against him, but they are investigating to see if other individuals could be pursued.
Since the documentary was broadcast, Tommy, a considerable number of women have also contacted the BBC.
Yeah, that's right. A total of 65 more women have contacted the station, Rachel, and their allegations include sexual assault, sexual harassment, and in some cases, rape. Anyone who has seen that documentary, Rachel, will know that it is a very, very difficult watch. It paints the picture of a very powerful man who was almost untouchable. He was a billionaire businessman. He was thought to be worth around $2 billion when he died last year. He was the owner of the luxury London department store Harrods up until 2010. He was also the father of Dodie Fayed, who died in that car crash with Princess Diana in 1997. So he was an extremely powerful and well-known individual here in the UK and beyond.
Tommy Meskell in London, many thanks.